sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Three European countries called on Iran to use restraint as it weighs a possible attack on Israel, and Tehran refused. CBS's Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv says Israeli leaders are speaking out too.
Israel's military said it is at a high state of readiness and increased patrols in the skies of Lebanon, while also tamping down fears of an imminent attack, stressing there was no change to safety advice.
On the campaign trail here at home, CBS's Natalie Brand tells us Vice President Harris plans a major economic policy speech for later in the week in North Carolina.
Campaign officials tell CBS News she will make tackling inflation a, quote, day one priority and will also take on corporate price gouging. Wednesday, former President Trump will also be speaking in the battleground state of North Carolina on the economy.
For the third time this election season, a member of the congressional group known as the Squad faces a Democratic primary. Cori Bush in Missouri lost. So did Jamal Bowman in New York. Today, Minnesota's Ilhan Omar faces former Minneapolis City Councilman Don Samuels for the second time in 2 years. CBS's Nicole Killian.
This is a rematch. He squared off against Ilhan Omar back in 2022, but fell shy of about 2,500 votes. That being said, he feels like he has another shot to try again to potentially unseat her, although for the most part, she has largely outspent him.
In Puerto Rico, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands are bracing for Tropical Storm Ernesto.
Over time, Ernesto is going to get better organized, and we expect development to continue to increase the wind speeds over the next 24 to 36 hours.
Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says by later in the week, it's expected to be a hurricane threatening Bermuda. A former Kansas police chief who led a raid last year on a weekly newspaper has been charged with felony obstruction of justice. Former Marion police chief Gideon Cody was the subject of an investigation by the paper. As we hear from CBS's Nancy Chen, some users of Cash App may be able to put in a claim as part of a $15 million settlement in a lawsuit of data and security breaches.
Current and former Cash App customers who had an account between August 23rd, 2018 until now are eligible to submit a claim if they can show their accounts were accessed without their authorization or if their accounts had fraudulent withdrawals or transfers. They could be reimbursed for up to $2,500 in out-of-pocket losses for costs like credit monitoring or transaction losses.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 329 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Board and the community last night discussed a proposed 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million annually. Public discussions on the matter will continue in upcoming meetings. Voting is taking place today in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places are open until 8. Voters are reminded to bring their IDs, and you can check your registration status and your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. About 22,000 absentee ballots were requested in Racine and Kenosha counties for today's primary. Of the 22,000, about 17,000 were returned as of yesterday. In-person absentee voting saw over 3,000 participants in Racine and around 2,000 in Kenosha County. The former head of mental health services for Racine County has reached a plea deal related to drug smuggling into the county jail. Brittany Perez had entered a not guilty plea. And the state fair set a new attendance record. Over 1.1 million people went to the fair this year, with the numbers attributed to favorable weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the series between L.A. and Milwaukee tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing Game 1 last night 5-2. The Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani with a home run that traveled 424 feet. And Mookie Betts, back in his first game since breaking his left hand, had a two-run homer with three RBI. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, two of the best players in the game hit a home run. I thought Freddie Peralta was fantastic, but the four runs came on two infield hits and two home runs. And again, granted, another great player got the hit, but we had our opportunity, you know, to do that.
College football, the Badgers competition at quarterback continues. Tyler Van Dyke versus Braden Locke. Head coach Luke Fickell said, problem to have.
Okay, as everybody wants to ask about the quarterback position and who's number one and who's number two, where I feel as good as anything is we've got two really good, really capable quarterbacks.
That's Luke Fickle with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees and a few spotty showers or storms sparking up this afternoon. None are expected to be severe. Otherwise, patchy fog is possible overnight, and we put today on repeat for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Local news, timeless hits, and Brewers, Dodgers in Milwaukee tonight. Pre-game show, game time 7:10. Listen live.
Every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. Time for the payout.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. The girl that's driving me mad is going away. She's got a ticket to ride.
Hits, tell a friend, WRJN. Yeah, I always like to talk about the stories behind the tunes and also music, or if they're still touring. But, if, you know, I don't want to forget that we also cover all the news and even the farming reports, because farming is still a big thing in Racine County. And WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. And it is weekday mornings, Monday through Friday, from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. And keep up on all update on all things ag, part of our local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN as we join the Radio Park
Tom
Newsroom.
Hey, here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions, exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. IdeaFest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Bruce, Twist and Shout right here on WRJM with local news and timeless hits like Elvis. Anything Elvis does is timeless. And tomorrow, another chance to win Elvis vinyl as we remember Elvis. Elvis Appreciation Week this week right here at WRJM when you'll hear a clip of Elvis and Ann Margaret from Viva Las Vegas. Then you'll be my fifth caller. All right? All right, that's tomorrow. Right now, it's the Hollies on WRJN.
Love.
WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. And what an awesome song. Righteous Brothers still sounds as great today as when they recorded Unchained Melody in the 60s. I mean, just look at the movie Ghost when that movie or that song was used in that movie. How awesome it stood out. And it was successful again. And I love it every time we play that. And you know, we're celebrating Elvis all this week. But if you love the timelessness from the 60s and 70s right here in WRJN, just remember, we have got some great shows Saturday and Sunday. We've got Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Havel. That's from Saturday, 10 to 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day, and some songs maybe that you've forgotten. We've got Rick Hall also on Saturdays. My buddy does a really great job. And then Lou Regani, Music of the Stars, and that includes Broadway, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course, Sinatra and Nat King Cole. And that is on Sundays from 7 to noon right here on WRJN. Join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today's partisan primary election day is the first time voters are casting ballots under new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I have not heard a lot of contact from voters expressing any sort of confusion, but certainly if voters have those types of questions, there are some really good resources.
Wolf recommends myvote.wi.gov. Election night coverage on most civic media radio stations and online begins tonight at 8. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tax feedback was part of a Racine County Board meeting last night. Supervisors and the community discussed the possibility of introducing a 0.5% sales tax, which could potentially raise $20 million a year for county services. Despite the potential benefits, some people at the meeting voiced concern about the additional expense during these challenging economic times. There will be more public discussions about the matter. Voting is going on today in Racine and Kenosha and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places will be open until 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your ID. You can check your registration status, your polling location, and see your sample ballot at myvote.wi.gov. We'll have election coverage tonight starting at 8 on our sister station 540 WAUK and on the Civic Media app. In a move to enhance services, Kenosha County has split its Human Services Department into two distinct divisions. County Executive Samantha Kirkman has appointed Heather Vanoss as Director of Aging and Disability Services and Carrie Foss as Director of Behavioral Health. The reorganization is said to improve focus on specific community needs without impacting the county's spending. And the groundhog is dead. Sunday, police in Racine were called after a man was bit by a groundhog near State Street, and he attempted to hang on to it. As rescue teams waited to help that man bit, a bystander came along and got the groundhog into a suitcase, apparently in an attempt to get it tested. Yesterday, reports came in that the groundhog escaped captivity, ran off, and was hit by a car. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees and a few spotty showers or storms sparking up this afternoon. None are expected to be severe. Otherwise, patchy fog is possible overnight, and we put today on repeat for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw her
British accent.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits, and Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter in WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and you think Lake Michigan has issues? In Pennsylvania, they got a 4 to 5 foot alligator swimming in Lake Erie. Was a pet that somebody dumped. Good luck catching that baby.
Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get wild.
Right here at WRJM with my favorite version of the song. We actually play a couple of versions of this. It's my favorite from Carl Carlton, Everlasting Love on WRJN. WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits. And Paul Harvey was, for those 97 years, he was on like 56 or 57 of those years. And now we've brought him back. Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN at 7:25 with Don Rosen and myself at 12:05. And if, to learn how your business can be a sponsor, Paul Harvey, just give us a call during business hours, 262- 334. It's almost like calling here in the studio, except instead of WRJN, it's 3311. So 262-634-3311 to learn how your business can be a sponsor of Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
August presents Bowler Appreciation Sundays. Score big with one-topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10, plus discounted lane rentals all day Sunday. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Also, check out the area's best live music on the patio every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6. The deals are hot and the fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the Rest of the Story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Thank you.
WRJN.
City pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock for me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Yeah. What a day.
WRJN, that was a Vogue song. I got to get out of here and pick up one of them Charlie Baron t-shirts on the way out of town at that mobile. I got a big sign that says that. Stuart J. Waddles with local news, Mike Clemens with sports, and CBS National News. Just minutes away here on WRJN.
She shines with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her. God knows I love her. Heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me. God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman. She gets to know you. She got to own you. Kentucky woman. I don't want much. Lord's earth beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman. I don't want much.
You do how I fell in love with you.
special way. Oh, it's true.